This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Lisa Peeks with Kelly McBride from the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Last month, This American Life did a story about canvassers who identified a way to go door-to-door and change people's minds on issues such as same-sex marriage. The story cited data that had been published in the journal Science. It proved the canvassers could influence people's views in a big way.
Before talking to the canvassers, 47% of these voters supported gay marriage. Immediately after the canvass, it jumped 6 points higher. And then a year later, it was even higher than that. It was 62%, total growth of 15%.
And that is impressive, but Kelly, wouldn't you know, one of the authors of the study asked Science to retract the study because he believed some of the data gathered by his co-author was faked. So what could This American Life have done differently?
Well, they could have gone to other scientists, social researchers, and asked them to review the data. This is something that journalists frequently do when they're talking about hard science, things like medical studies or environmental studies. Social science is softer, and so most of the time journalists trust that if it's in a peer-reviewed journal, that somebody else has already done that work. But it turned out that that didn't happen in the way that it should have in this case, and it was the journalists who were left embarrassed and with a loss of credibility.
You know, that was some pretty enticing results, big numbers. Shouldn't they have been suspicious with results like that?
Yeah, if it's too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. Several of the journalists who had reported on this story said that they wanted to believe it. So I don't lay this just at the feet of the journalists. Their editors have a role in this too. Journalism is a collective process for a reason. And if the journalists really wanted to believe it because that's where their hearts were, then an editor should have stepped in and said, hey, this really seems suspicious. What else can we do to verify this information? Are there other social science researchers that we could contact to contribute to this story?
Ira Glass is sort of synonymous with This American Life. His name's on it. I'm trying to imagine his response to his staff after this was revealed.
You know, this isn't the first time in recent history that This American Life has had to retract an entire story. In 2012, a piece based on the work of Mike Daisy, who's a performance artist, that reported on working conditions in Apple's iPhone factories in China was retracted because it had pieces that were completely made up.
A couple of errors in a few years. People will probably give Ira and This American Life a pass, but really, what's the takeaway for the audience?
You know, there's a lot of players on the market these days, a lot of voices giving the audience information. That means there's going to be a lot of mistakes. Sometimes mistakes are going to happen like this because the original sources were tainted, and sometimes they're going to happen because the reporters didn't do their due diligence, and the news consumer has to work it out by triangulating his resources. So that means he needs to develop a new set of skills. It's called the news literacy movement. There's an entire movement trying to get it into our school curriculum, and it's a work in progress.
Kelly McBride with the Poynter Institute Sensemaking Project, thank you.